Turkey Boost. Upland Boost.
There you go.
Range Boost.
Stand by.
Deer Boost. Elk Boost. Waterfowl Boost.
Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of the Hear the Hunt podcast brought to you by Tetra Hearing. I am your host, William Frawley, and this week's episode, myself and Bill sat down with Tom Wandrash of SCTP and Taylor Myotke at ACUI. This past week, we were up in Marengo, Ohio at the SCTP National Championships, and it's one of our favorite events of the year. We get to see a lot of familiar faces and get to experience a world that we didn't know existed up until a couple years ago. But this week, we're not going to talk about the event so much as we're going to give you a peek behind the curtain as to what goes on in the organization aspect and a behind-the-scenes look. Tom and Taylor are going to talk about their respective roles at their organizations, as well as the new partnership between SCTP and ACUI. And so hope you guys enjoy this episode. Feel free to leave us a rating and review. Appreciate you guys stopping by, and catch you on the next one.
All right. Everybody good?
Good. Roll it.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Hear the Hunt podcast brought to you by Tetra Hearing. I'm your host, William Frawley, and in Studio 8 / Cabin 8 and here at the Cardinal Shooting Center in Marengo, Ohio, it's myself, Dr. Bill Dickinson. We've also got Tom Wandrash with SCTP and Taylor Myotke with ACUI. Welcome to our humble abode for the last 10 days or however long we've been here.
That's like been talk about alphabet soup.
I'm telling
SCTP, ACUI. So, man, I think there's no better place to start than right there. We'll immediately turn it over to the guests and say, like, explain what all those letters are. So this is a little bit of background as William's been doing a great job rolling off the Hear the Hunt podcast. It's had a very strong hunting flair to it. Had some very interesting guests and episodes so far. We certainly didn't disappoint with delivering you two right now. So this is all about on the shooting side. We are at the SCTP Nationals up here in Marengo, Ohio at the Cardinal Shooting Center. And Tom, why don't you take it from there and kind of explain all the magic that goes on this week?
Well, it's months in preparation, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, there's been quite a bit of magic, as you guys can see, being in and around the grounds. So we've had, pushing 3,400 athletes here just from the SCTP part of it, another 900 to 1,000 from SASP, which is our rifle pistol entity. So big tournament again, another record-breaking year for us, and we'll throw roughly 2 million targets for this competition, which is pretty exciting in itself.
And
so
that's just competition. That's not counting the flurry.
Yeah, it's not counting flurry. Yeah, right. So, but just a great thing, and we have great teams. We have teams here from over 37 states, and all competing in trap, skeet, sporting clays, handicap, trap, double skeet. We even got some five stand going on. So, the kids are all having a great time. And, 329 teams from 37 states. So, we got some pretty committed, parents and families and coaches. So, it's just a great tournament. And every year of our tournament, on Friday, the second to last day, we have a day called College Day. So we have an area up at the Hitters Building where we'll have 21 colleges set up. And the idea there is to have the athletes come in with their parents. Okay. And a lot of them are some freshmen, sophomores, but juniors in high school, getting an idea of where the kids want to go to college. And obviously having college shooting teams is a big part of that. So these 21 colleges here that are part of our organization are here set up to answer questions and talk to families about scholarships and what's available and what they can do and hopefully build and recruit for their shooting teams. So Along with that, obviously comes a situation where SCTP has partnered with the ACUI, and which we're very excited about. It's been a pretty long 5 weeks, right, Taylor?
Oh, no kidding.
So, so putting this together, and I think it's great. We're excited about it. ACUI is excited about it, and our college coaches are excited about it. And so we look forward to doing that and working with them, helping them out, and helping college teams. So we'll be at the tournaments along with them, side by side, and giving them a great tournament, using our system, our shot system, for the scoring and registration process and that type of stuff. So obviously, if it works here, it's going to work everywhere, right?
I guess so.
So, so with that, I'll let Taylor take over a little bit here and give her 2 cents and, you know, what that partnership means and kind of where we're going with it.
Sure, thanks. Happy to be here with Tom and SCTP this weekend and getting to see a bunch of the coaches and teams that we've had competing with us over the last handful of years. For anybody listening who doesn't know what half of that alphabet soup is, ACUI, it's the Association of Collegiate Unions International. It's an organization really focused on bringing professional development to folks who work in student unions and on college campuses, specifically with student programming, which is kind of the link on how we got into student recreational collegiate sports, which eventually, about 50 plus years ago, led us into the shooting sports world and clay targets specifically. So it's been really cool to learn about the history of this program and to see how it's gone from a 20-person national event to now 8 to 12 regional events countrywide throughout the course of the season leading up to our nationals event in San Antonio in March, which is at the tail end of our season. So yeah, we're really excited to be here, and we were so excited to get the call from SCTP that they even wanted to discuss a partnership. I think we've always kind of admired them as a player in this game and a player in this field, especially when it comes to youth shooting sports. And we both immediately saw the benefits that this partnership could bring to not only our organizations, but really to the students of these teams who are out there competing. And I think that was one of the biggest points that we just felt so good about going into this partnership and having those conversations with Tom and the team. Was it's so student focused, student athlete focused. It's about creating this awesome environment for them to come together in and compete doing the sport they love. So we're excited to get to expand on that and bring this to them even more across this country. And yeah, like I said, I'm happy to be here and happy to get the chance to chat with a few familiar faces over the weekend and meet a bunch of new ones. So we're looking forward to the upcoming season.
What a cool match. I mean, I don't know. These things don't happen, so I'm sure it's been in the background, you know, for a long time coming together. But congrats to on both sides. I mean, it's going to be a big boost. And I love old university professor, right? I mean, I've been I graduated on Saturday a long time ago, and I on Monday showed up for my first day of work, and I was assigned my first student to mentor, right? And so my entire career as an audiologist has been around young smart, energetic, excited kids, and like that's nothing but this whole park is full of that, right? You talk about the students. Those students come with great families, right? And that's kind of, to me, the big energy of this whole organization. This is my third year, or Tetra's third year, being a partner with SCTP. We're going to do a lot of cool things together, you know, now with the new cabal. There's a lot that we get to, that I'll be excited or sit down with William and to kind of update you on what we're doing and why we do it and what we believe in. And it's as these guys on the as Tom knows, it's not about the widget. It's much bigger than the widget, and so that's, you know, that's a cool thing. But what are some of the things that you've gotten into this side of things, Taylor, that kind of stand out in your mind? Because you didn't know this world existed a few years ago, did you?
This is true. Yeah. Similar to you, though, after graduating with my undergraduate's degree, I went straight into working in a student union on a college campus. So day one was, here's 80 students you're now in charge of helping to develop and mentor, and you might only be a day older than them, but, you know, this is now your career. This is now your job. And I have loved it ever since day one. And so when I had the opportunity to come on with the Clay Targets program, it just seemed like a really great fit because it had all those fundamental development and really aspects that I was looking for in getting to work with these students and these teams. And it's brought, as you've said, so many great families and coaches with it who have brought not only insight to me about what the shooting sports community is as a whole, but, you know, where they want to see it go. And so it's been awesome over the past year to get the chance to really dive in and talk with them all one-on-one in meetings that we'll host with our teams and team leaders and community members to really see what they want out of the future of this program. And again, I think that just all flowed so easily into this idea of a partnership with Tom and SCTP, and that we're all heading in the same direction, and we're all looking to bring the same positive changes and benefits to this sport that everyone's kind of been asking for, or has been saying, hey, don't forget about this in the midst of all the competition and fun that we're having here. We want this to leave a lasting impact on these students, from fourth graders that you're working with at these tournaments all the way through college students, whether they're junior colleges, community colleges, or a four-year program, and even some master's students who participate with us. It's been great to get to know the energy of the sport. I've done some athletics in the past, and it's always so much fun to be involved with a community like that who's got this passion that they all revolve around, and that they want to keep talking about it. They want to keep having this conversation, and I'm glad that with SCTP we're going to continue to have those conversations.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a heads up. Like, this dude here is ultra competitive, so he at one point he's going to say, like, "Hey, I'll bet you a cheesecake milkshake or a chocolate milkshake." He's been killing those all week. You know, let's go shoot the flurry, and whoever wins has to buy the milkshakes or something like that. So don't do it. Don't take them up on it.
I'll drive.
There you go. So what Taylor was talking about here too is regarding the partnership. There's another part of that as well that we'll get more discussion with or about, and a big part of that is going to be, you know, talks about leadership, and ACOI teaches a lot of leadership in young adults, and so we're going to actually be getting them involved in our coach training program, and have them kind of have a piece in there that we can take and incorporate that into our coach training programs. So basically they'll come in and offer more information on that and how that could work, and just kind of a bigger picture yet of why we do what we do and how we do what we do and just that kind of stuff, and incorporate that into the coach training so that these coaches are actually starting to instill that in these high school kids' minds before they even get to college level. So kind of prepping them, if you will, mm-hmm. as they come in. But so that's going to be another piece of this too that's that we'll be working on and working in. And so just another interesting, you know, aspect of it. So,
But in general, what it seems like, well, that's a whole nother, probably a two-hour podcast on kind of the craziness of sports and recruitment it's getting younger and younger and younger, right? Now all of a sudden there's colleges talking to eighth graders, mm-hmm. and stuff like that, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. way back when we did that stuff, Tom, it was like, you know, you get a little bit of film together your junior year. It was on a VHS tape.
That's right.
And you
are aging us, aren't you?
Pass it around, right?
Oh, dang.
And it's a completely different game. It's so cool that you set up and you open up for these colleges to come in and be able to, these families can go talk directly to the coaches. But mm-hmm. like, when do they start getting recruited and thinking that they want to be a collegiate level shooter?
There it is. I mean, obviously, when they come into high school, a lot of these kids are already starting to look for where to go, what's available. And having them all here at one time, you know, they'll pick out certain colleges, maybe in a geographic area, possibly, that they're interested in, or an area or a college that is offering something they're looking for. So here they're able to talk to them, find out what is being offered. You know, is there a scholarship being offered, maybe an academic scholarship? What that looks like, what that entails, how long is it, just all these other types of things, along with getting, obviously, the campus curriculums and what they specialize in and so on. So, but having them here and knowing they can continue their shooting careers with some of these schools is obviously just a bonus. And obviously partnering again with ACUI and Taylor and these guys here just helps make that whole thing. You know, we got roughly 20,000 kids in our program across the country right now. And, you know, as they start graduating out, a lot of them that go to colleges that don't have a shooting team reach back out and say, hey, how do I do this? How do I get a team started at my college? So here we are. You know, Taylor and I are, you know, answering questions. We've seen a bunch of new teams start recently. And Taylor just had an opportunity to meet one of the new head coaches for one of the colleges in northern Michigan. So yes, it's pretty neat. So, again, so all the stuff happening, it just, you know, the momentum it's gaining and what it's doing is pretty neat. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I think this week has to make, it would just be an absolute dream for, like, a young filmmaker to do a documentary.
Oh, man.
And it's, like, it's so needed, right?
Yeah.
This is a story that you don't see very often, right? Mm-hmm. And if you came through and it's everything from, you know, drama and effort and resources and family and faith and like just everything that awesome flag of ours represents, you find here. And it's certainly it's a gun story that really isn't told.
Yeah.
Not out nationally in the public, not often enough, in my opinion.
Yeah. So, well, let's face it, if you're going to go out and tell the public that you got 4,500 kids out here handling firearms for 10, 11 days, what do you think is going to response, you know, until you come out here and see it?
Yep.
And not one single incident, not one single accident, nothing. Not a thing.
Not a single one was stolen.
Yeah,
none of it.
Nothing. Not a problem. So it's just, you know, and that's the other part about it, that the athletes that are part of this type of an organization or program become very good people. You know, they're respectful, they're responsible, they have to be. In the firearms industry, so they come out of it with that same attitude, and I want to always believe that we're turning out good quality, you know, young adults,
right.
You know, and people that can contribute to society when they finish. So,
I know it's exactly how I raised my kids. I know it's how William was raised. That, you know, if the minute that you can hand over a firearm to a child of whatever age. Right, and whether they're shooting that milk jug for the first time with a 410 in the backyard at that crappy house, right, a squirrel or a clay target or a bullseye, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But there's an enormous amount of responsibility that comes with that, and it's a different level of interaction, I think, between parent and child or mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to necessarily be a parent, mentor and that child. And. And it just opens up other doors. We talked a little bit about that the other day. About then you get to drive the boat when you go fishing. Then it's a little bit easier to drive the truck.
And
you get, I mean, it's just this
it's
this fast track to responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing I think you're seeing here at this event, for example, you have a lot of these families that are actually taking their summer vacation. You know, some of these families have 1 week or 2 week vacation time period. Guess where they are? They're here as a family unit with their kids. At an event like this, and you see, I mean, you go through the campground here, for example, you know, 800-900 campground spaces here, and all you see are chairs around the fire pit, and, you know, where the stories are made and the memories are made and that kind of stuff, you know, and it's just, it don't get no better than that.
And not a single cell phone inside.
Exactly, yeah, well, that we see.
Not
anyway.
That I've seen, at least.
The only thing that's getting abused this week are those golf cart tires.
Yeah.
Because those kids can wear them out.
You'd think gas was free, too, huh?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, when you don't have to pay for it,
good point. Taylor hasn't had a chance to see much of that yet, but she will.
I've got a sneak peek.
Did you?
Well, man, I know you guys get to, you fit us in, you came in, I appreciate that. I know you got a couple more minutes before you get on to your next meeting here. So
I do have one question, Bill. So you're talking about your title and stuff, and I think you called yourself, was it an audiologist? Or a naudiologist. I couldn't figure out which one it was. Dealing with you for the last 3 years.
That's going to get edited out.
You
come on, you got to leave that in.
Well, William likes it. I mean, he'll come up with like just some crazy ass idea in the office, and or he'll say something. I'm like, and I'll sit here and say, I don't know, let me check with HR, and I'll turn around.
Take this head off, put this head on.
Yeah, HR said it's okay, we can do that. So I think the HR director can allow you to say naughty office. So.
Well, as long as we ran it through the correct portal, then I guess.
Yeah, right.
and then I get up and I take the garbage out.
There you go. Yep. So you put that hat on.
You do it all.
Yep. That's right. So, that's what it takes.
Well, since y'all got somewhere to go, let's let me and Bill brag on this event in particular. Bill, what was your knee-jerk reaction 2 years ago when you came up here by yourself?
Oh, I was, Tom saw it. I was like, I saw a ghost. My eyes were as big as saucers, and I was a little kid on Christmas, wasn't I?
Absolutely.
And like, you look back, it's silly me. I came up by myself, right?
Yep.
With a little 10x10 tent that we still have. We still have it. The following year came, brought three guys. I remember I called William. This was 2020. And so he was about week five into trying to come up with a negative COVID test, right? And you drove to Alabama, Arkansas.
I didn't have any symptoms.
Yeah.
I didn't have any symptoms. I tested positive 6 times in 5 days in 3 different states.
Wow.
And I'm like,
oh, wait, we're supposed to quarantine?
But I needed the negative test to come here. Like,
sure. Dude, you're not coming here unless I see a negative test.
I had to fly up here. They wouldn't have let me on a plane. It was a whole big thing. It was unbelievable.
So you went fishing?
No.
Oh.
I was at the house.
So I came up Thursday, set up by myself, went through Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I got my butt. I felt like Rocky Balboa. And I got on Southwest Airlines. I booked him a ticket. I call him at 9 o'clock Sunday night. And I'm like, you fly out tomorrow at 6:30. Yep. Get your butt here. Yeah. I need help.
And I was so excited to get out of the house. I didn't care where I was going.
And it's been a rocket ship, you know, with this organization and this community ever since. And, I think the best feeling and a true measurement of the success of our company was as soon as we got set up and opened up, I bet you the first 12 people through the door were our previous, previous customers. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, God, good to see you. And the kids have grown a foot, and I mean, it's right just, yep. and that's what it's been the whole time. And we've done, we've had to do, I love it. We don't have to come here and sell.
Yeah.
Like we just talk and we just get to be us. And it's like our the people out there walking around with Tetras in their ears are kind of doing the selling for us. Mm-hmm. And Taylor, that'll make a little bit more sense when we kind of do a deep dive on what we're all about and what we're trying to be in this part of the industry, some of our goals and missions of saving years, and having an awesome hearing experience and hearing life, while you're saving your ears. So, this has been what we do. We do Delta Waterfall, Ducks Unlimited events, NWTF, ton of them.
Yeah.
This is by far our favorite, right? Just
awesome,
coming man. And it's a very important part of our annual budget and strategy planning and stuff. And it's not because it's Central Ohio, right?
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to Southern California or
Dollar General on the other side of the interstate is really why we come up here.
At cornfields. Hopefully with our partnership here with Taylor and ACUI, that's only going to enhance that and make it that much bigger, better, and grow it that much quicker. So that's my thought on it. And, obviously that's good for everybody.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
Amen. We're in.
Yeah.
So.
Well, all right. A quick episode. We didn't have much time because Bill and I got to get back to work, and I know the two of you have to get back to work as well. But we appreciate you guys stopping by for another episode, and we'll catch you on the next one.